passage where Sister White brings it to its conclusion as far as the Sunday law coming in the church in the beginning, where it reaches its conclusion in the early history of the Christian church, was when they were forcing people to keep Sunday, worship on Sunday, and persecuting people for keeping on Sabbath. And there's a very important quote in the Spirit of Prophecy where Sister White identifies that the Sunday law, in that paragraph she says, in a special sense, she identifies the Sunday law that fulfills Bible prophecy, is twofold in our time, just ahead of us. It's when you're persecuted for keeping the seventh-day Sabbath and you're forced to worship on Sunday. That is the Sunday law that fulfills Bible prophecy, but there will be Sunday laws and Sunday decrees, no doubt, that precede that, that grow in their strength and their arbitrariness until they reach the point that fulfills Bible prophecy. Like recently, there was talk that Bill Clinton was going to enact a law that made Sundays a holiday, and I don't remember all the details. But it's those type of things that build the way for Sunday law. So I'm not saying that if the Congress tomorrow passed a law that we could not buy gasoline on Sunday, that's not the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. That's not when the United States speaks as a dragon. It's when you're persecuted for keeping Sabbath and forced to worship on Sunday. The thing to remember, though, is when Sister White points back to the history of how the Sunday law came into the early church, it took place over a couple hundred years. End-time Bible prophecy always must be understood in the terms that the final movements are rapid ones. When the Sunday law issue begins to come into the United States, it will happen very rapidly. Why? One of the reasons that it happens very rapidly is this progression that we've been speaking about. As the legislators of the United States begin to act Sunday laws, the catastrophes and problems in the United States and the world escalate accordingly. It creates an environment that only pushes this momentum faster and faster. And every step that the leaders of the United States make away from the Lord, things only get worse. Now, let's look at this quote from Revelation, in Revelation 13:11 through 14 on page 2. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon, and he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on earth inside of men, and he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to